Yebo. Thoka somuhle Zimbabwe muhle. Kudibana kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo ngingumike wobe. Namhla kuhlelo sihlaziya udaba lokumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sixoxa losakhulayo ophila kwele Canada lapho okulabantu abedlula 120,000 abasebebanjwe ngalomkhuhlane. Uhlelo silo Justin Moyo. Justin, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Unjani wena?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Kunjani lapho eCanada, especially ngalapha se-COVID?
Hayi, ngapha ku-right, izinto seziqalisa ukubuyela ku-normal nje. Sokuqalisa ukukhanya ukuthi kuyakuphi, because for a while besihleli endlini singasebenzi, so okwamanje sebantu sebeqalile ukuya emsebenzini, izinto seziqalisa ukuba normal.
Utshintshile udaba lomsebenzi, awutshela uZulu ukuthi lapho eCanada wenza umsebenzi onjani?
Mina ukubuya kwami eCanada lana ngaza nge-hospitality internship, so ngathi ngifika lana ngasebenza ngathinelithuba lokuthi ngisebenze kuma-hotel, so ngizisave kuma-hotel, so yikho engikwenzayo kwamanje. But as time goes on, I'm hoping ukuthi ngitshintshe, like do something different, because like angisazali lakho engikwenzayo, sengikwenza nje ukuthi ngingatheni, but akusekho engifuna ukukwenza.
Angela uduko lolu lwe-COVID, eningi labantu sebelahlekelwe ngumsebenzi. E-Canada imisebenzi isakhona na?
Abantu abaningi balahlekelwe yimisebenzi, but like, you know, you have to plan for the future, which futures that will change. When things start to get back to normal, obvious like sizotshintsha. Okwamanje, hayi, you stick to what we have, you stick to what you're doing. Kodwa ngathi ufuna ukutshintsha, uzasithola so-unemployed.
Umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka ngendlela yekwethusela abantu abaningi, ikakhulukazi lapha kwele Melika. Kwele Canada izinto zime njani?
This side izinto zingcono compared to United States. Umkhuhlane lo wathi ungena bahle bawuthatha serious ukuthi bevale zonke izinto. Sahlala singayi emsebenzini for 4 months, 4.5 months, abantu bevele bengaphumi phandle. So bathi sebevulile, bathi bevula, bavula ngama-stages, bavula kancane, benzele ukubona ukuthi bengavula lokhu umkhuhlane ama-numbers azoyihla yini, because babesithi ama-numbers ume ekhwela esiya phezulu, bazobuyela futhi ukushara down, but ama-numbers azange ekhuphuke. Wonke umuntu wayekufanele ukuthi naye hamba phandle, kumele uhambe ugqoke imask, kumele uyenze i-social distancing. Awuthi uma ungena ezindaweni eziningi vele uyathula kulabosani, kuya kulo muntu okumele phandle uhle kunikeza i-sanitize, unikeza imask uma ungena. Even bathi sebevulile izindawo eziningi, kwakumele ungene ne-mask usanitize, make sure ukuthi abantu anjani, abantu abasondelanayo.
Justin, sesikhangela-ke okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe, siyabona abantu bakhanya bayakhala ngale ndaba ye-COVID. Njengosakhulayo oseCanada lapho umkhuhlane lo ukhanya ngani usungcono, ulawo yini amazwi okunikeza abontanga?
Yibo kumele ukuthi belandele ama-rules o-social distancing, naloko ukuthi base bageze izandla zabo. Ama-rules wona layo sobawazi ukuthi benjani, yibo kumele bealandele. Yibo kubani ukuthi kumele ukuthi befundise abanye abantu, it's easy ukuthi ukuvikela kumkhuhlane lo we-corona. Abantu begqoke ama-mask, abantu begeze izandla, beqhubele imfundiso nale ebantwini abadala, beqhubele imfundiso nale ebantwini bethu abasemakhaya, bezame ukuthi bespread imessage yokuthi i-corona le yabulala.
Thanda ukubonga uJustin Moyo ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Kwaneloko lamhla sohlangana ngolwesibili kuhlelo lwabatsha, uhlelo The Connection, 8 to 9 PM lapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Olevalelisayo ngenjabulo, igama lami nguMike Hove. Mthokazi omuhle, Zimbabwe muhle, bye bye.